Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Last Judgment Sunday.
Good morning, everybody. Well, not quite everybody, but for those of you who braved the snow, God bless. Wonderful to be together. We're not going to pass a tray this morning, but I would like to offer you a brief sermon on this morning's gospel reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel reading, first of all, launches us into Great Lent. We have one more week until the Great Fast starts. And so the church gives us, just as we're about to start the fast, Judgment Sunday. So this is like kind of like one of two final messages before game day. Like, you know, if Great Lent is a spiritual arena, right, then we're in the locker room and the coach is giving us that talk before we go and take the field. And this Sunday and next Sunday, we get two messages. And this Sunday's message is a little bit of a tougher one. It's judgment. And next Sunday's message is forgiveness. So it's like, if God were giving us two things to remember as we embark on our Lenten journey, it's the way you live your life matters eternally. Your personality, as you cultivate it, will persist into eternity. And if you're a miserable, soulless wretch here, you'll be a miserable, soulless wretch there. And yet if you cultivate love, if you cultivate attuneness to God, if you cultivate your spiritual life, if you introduce the joy of God's unconditional love, then that will persist also on the other side of death. So that's message number one. And then message number two is, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And that's next Sunday, Forgiveness Sunday. But as we take a look at the gospel reading that the church gives us on Judgment Sunday, I'm 41 years old. I think I was baptized at age one. Maybe there were a couple years of my life that I didn't make it to church on Judgment Sunday, four or five tops. So I've heard this gospel at least 35 times in my life. And yet every time I hear it, it's like I'm hearing it with new ears. Some other aspect of its truth and its urgency gets me. And so I was thinking about this morning's sermon, and I realized to myself, look at how profound the love of the Lord is. Because he says when they're gathered around them and he's wielding out judgment, and when the bewildered masses look at the Lord and say, but when did we feed you? When did we clothe you? When did we visit you in prison? The Lord's answer is, if you did it to one of these, the least of my brethren. Now let's look at that phrase. The least of my brethren. Your brother is someone who is very closely associated to you, right? Same mother, same family name, same kitchen table, considerable amount of the same history. You're closely associated with your brother. But if you did it for the least of his brethren, that means you did it for someone with whom there is no association. Someone who is not associated with Christ at all. And yet that is who Christ is calling us to love with this gospel reading. He is calling us to feed, to clothe, to comfort, to visit, even those who in our minds have no association with God, have no association with Christ, have no association with the church. Elsewhere in the gospel, Jesus says, even sinners lend to those who will pay them back. But I'm telling you to lend without interest and expect not even to be paid back. You see how God calls us to a higher type of love, an unconditional love. He calls us to emulate His divine and boundless love. And what's amazing is that He calls us to love the least of His brethren out of His love for them. In the Divine Liturgy, we say, I mean, in the Sacrament of Confession, we say, you do not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he or she should repent and live. So God's love doesn't hinge on how good a person is. God is our Father, our Baba. He loves us boundlessly. And not only does He love us boundlessly, He loves people worse than us boundlessly. He wants us all to be saved. He wants us, as Christ says, to gather under His wings as a hen gathers her chicks. He wants to bring us home safely. But in order for Him to do that, He has to convince us to love one another. He has to convince us to care for one another. He has to convince us to open our hearts to receive love and to open our hearts to share love. When you look at that phrase, the least of His brethren, as we go into Great Lent, as we near the end of Great Lent, we're going to have the Saint Mary of Egypt Sunday. Now, Saint Mary of Egypt was a prostitute. She was a party animal. In today's world, she would have been, you know, doing cocaine and going crazy. I don't know what they did at her time. And she was so reckless and so promiscuous that she derailed an entire pilgrimage to the Holy Land and turned it into this crazy, wild party. And yet, because Saint Mary of Egypt repented, her holiness was so great and became so renowned that she gets her very own Sunday every time we celebrate Great Lent. She was indeed the very least of His brethren, and yet she is among the holiest of the saints. Isn't that amazing? How even the least of His brethren can be redeemed by His love. There's a million saints like that, by the way. There's a Russian saint who murdered a woman because he wanted to see how her anatomy worked internally. He was scientifically curious and borderline psychotic. But after his heinous crime, he devoted the rest of his life to repentance and the rest of his life to philanthropy. Saint Peter denied Christ three times, left Him to be crucified, and said on three separate occasions emphatically, I don't know this guy. And yet it was upon Saint Peter that Christ built His church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. One of the major messages of Judgment Sunday, aside from the obvious one, which is take care of each other or else, is God's infinite love. God's unconditional love. He loves you at your best. He loves you at your worst. He loves me at my best. He loves me at my worst. He loves the drug dealer. He loves the indigent. He loves the grumpy person and the cheerful person. And He insists that if we call ourselves Christians, that we emulate that love. That we strive to love unconditionally. That we strive to love our enemies, We strive to love those who have hurt us, that we strive to love those who are less than us, that we strive to love those of whom we are envious and jealous. And he tells us this is the criterion upon which we will or will not enter the kingdom of heaven. At the end of the day, that's how he's going to measure whether or not we knew him and whether or not he knew us. Did you love as I loved? Did you feed the least of my brethren? Did you comfort the least of my brethren? Did you clothe the least of my brethren? So as we enter into Great Lent, let us realize that as human beings created in the image and likeness of God, we have an enormous capacity to convey God's love. And that if we were put on the earth for any purpose, that is it. To convey God's unconditional love to every person we encounter.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.